first man calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Alright, this is CITR Radio. My name is Matt, and thanks to the news team for passing the baton through to me. This is a regular slot, which is all about Australian and Canadian independent music and interviews. This week, we have an interview I recorded this afternoon with the drummer from a band called Boy and Bear. They're from Australia, and they're about to embark on their very first Canadian tour, fresh off the heels of South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. And I had a really great time chatting, actually, this afternoon with the drummer, Tim Hart, from the band. And I'll be playing that for you in a little while, probably in about half an hour's time. So this is a show called Stranded. You can find us online at ozstrandedradio.com if you like what you hear today and you want to check out some older shows on podcast. I'm going to get into some old music as I try to do most shows. And this week, it's a band that I didn't know existed until a couple of days ago, and it's quite an obscurity. It's a band from Vancouver from the 90s, kind of an underground band, and if anyone knows anything about them, I'd love if you wanted to call through. This is a band called Good Horsey, and it's very hard to find anything about them online. They're featuring the songwriting talents of a gentleman named Mark Zibo. And there's, I see people have spoken about this guy online and raved about his songwriting, but he seemed to have disappeared after putting out a couple of singles and I think a couple of albums under the name Good Horsey. And I think he might have done a solo project, but it's very hard to find information about him online. So I actually found this band because I was reading up on Dan Behar. I've become a big fan of Destroyer of late, and you know, whenever you're researching music and you'll link to something and something on the internet and you learn a bit more about the past of Vancouver music, and I read Dan Behar actually a written review of an album from Good Horsey, and he raved about the songwriting talents of this guy, Mark Zibo. So that says a lot coming from Dan Behar. So if you know anything about this band, please call through 604-822-2487. A blast from the past. I've found a couple of their singles, so I'm going to jump on the record player and play this one first up. This is a song called Go Light from, I believe, is probably their debut 7-inch. And it's when they were actually named Just Horsey. And then I believe they had some kind of name change. I think they might have gotten some kind of record label in the States, and they were forced to change the name to Good Horsey. So anyway, let's get into it. This is going back to at least 1994. I'll see if I can find out for sure. Like I said, there's not a lot online about these guys, but in any event, let's get on with it. This is music from the past of Vancouver from the mid-90s. Band called Good Horsey. This is a song called Go Light. Hope you like it.
Thank you. She was old enough to be a danger to the family name. They say he wants her for himself, I'm not surprised. I've always thought that there was something kind of funny about all their games.
And I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
Mm. It's so watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.
Thank you.
Okay, so the track I just played before that break there was from a band called Horsey. They're from Vancouver from way back in the mid-90s. And like I say, I'm just trying to find information about them. There's very little online, but they're spoken quite fondly of from the little I can find. If you do happen to know, on the odd chance someone's listening, anything about this band, 604-822-2487. I played you a track from a 7-inch of theirs. Their debut, Horsey, and the track was called Go Light, and it was great listening to that. Like, it was a good quality indie rock track, which was pretty representative of the time. Looks like someone's phoning now. Maybe they'll be able to tell me. Hello? Yeah, it is, yeah. I'm actually live on the air right now. I can't talk right now. Sorry. One sec. That's interesting timing. Someone was phoning up for something else, not anything about what I just said. But anyway, if anyone does know anything about that, 604-822-2487. If you know anything about Horsey, or Good Horsey, as they later became known as, I'm going to race over and see if I can play one more track from their 7-inch. So I'll be right back after this.
Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC.
Want to support female-identified musicians in Vancouver? Love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Then join Girls Rock Camp for their second annual Cover Me fundraiser. 10 local female artists will cover their favorite female musicians at the Russian Hall on April 5th. All ages are welcome, and all proceeds will help low-income kids attend Girls Rock Camp. For more information, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
Okay, thanks for tuning in. My name's Matt, and this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And another track there, going right back to the past of the mid-90s music scene here in Vancouver. It's a band called Good Horsey, and that was a track called Pink Pages off another 7-inch that I discovered here in the record library. So, yeah, there's not a lot about them online other than that the songwriter from the band was a gentleman named Mark Zibo, who is spoken of very fondly in a very obscure little pocket of the internet here. It's actually the best thing I've seen written about them is that there's a website here called youshallknowourdiscography.blogspot.ca, and you'll find a link there on their 2008 blog posts. I think they're April posts, and whoever this writer is has photographed all of their 7-inches, stuck them up there, and he talks a little bit about the band's history. I definitely would like to read a little bit more and maybe track down an actual CD that Mark Zibo put out after he disbanded Good Horsey, because I really like good songwriting, and something tells me there's a little rabbit hole I could go down here to find out a bit more. So that's a little taste for you. The band's called Good Horsey, going back to the mid-90s in Vancouver. And now something kind of neat here. The other week we had our annual general meeting for CITR Radio, and one of the traditions at the meeting is that a regular call for prizes, where someone will read out or pick a name from a hat and call for prizes, so that random person gets to walk up and grab a prize, which is a CD generally that's sitting in the back in a big pile. And this time, unfortunately, the big pile of CDs was not the one that was intended to come. It was actually a big pile of CDs that were actually set aside that the music department decided not to add to a record library. So it was a little bit hard finding good quality music in there, and I looked around and I wanted to find something unique that I would not otherwise have come across. And this one, I think, will definitely be suitable. This gentleman, I don't know who he is. His name is Larry Venata, and I was just grabbed by the front cover. The album's called Working Class Man, and it's got Larry standing in a field near a barn with his acoustic guitar strung over his shoulder, and he looks pretty serious. And I haven't heard this yet, but I'm pretty sure this is going to be pretty cool. This guy's name is Larry Venata. Looks like probably, yep, that's the Prairies, that's Alberta, I can tell in that photo in the back. So let's play the title track of the album, Working Class Man. Larry Venata, wherever you are, I'm sure you're working hard, and I discovered your music by random, and I'm damn well going to play it right now. This is Working Class Man by Larry Venata from somewhere in Alberta.
In the day when a man was a man, oh well, he worked all day with his own two hands, sweat on his brow, dust on his face, just working class honest man. He didn't have much of what he had to earn, a loving family and a trusting word. He drove a John Deere tractor and an old half-ton, working class honest man. He's a porter, farmer, he's a factory man. He's a train engineer, drives across his land. Sweat on his brow and dust on his face, just working class honest man. There's a lot of folks, yeah, working on a wage, trying to make a dollar each and every day. Men and women, just a blue collar folks, just working class honest men. In that working class, they fought together and they built this nation strong. Least we forget who fought and died for the freedom of us all. So won't you tip your hat to the working kind? Treat him like a brother all the time, but with the sweat on the brow and the dust on the face, just working class honest man. Hey!
engineer who drives across his land. Sweat on his brow, dust on his face, just working class on his man. With the sweat on his brow and the dust on his face, just working class on his man. Hey!
Melting off out on the street, they were pissed up and fist fighting. There were Harleys parked outside and a bumper stickered pickup truck that read, ask grass or gas, well no one rides for free. And I thought to myself, this could turn out to be one hell of a night. I better leave my car engine running and tie my shoes up real tight. But this one guy inside the joint caught my eye. He was kind of skinny and scrubby looking. He was laughing and clapping along in time. And when I was done singing, he came up to me, and I swear to you that it's true. He said, I drive a tugboat for a living, I'm pulling all the big ships through. I work the Georgia Strait every day, but we're a pot of peas, me and you. And then he said and winked, I'm not as straight as you might think. I'm a cross-dressing tugboat, roughneck from Nanaimo. I work the high seas in high heels, I'm a tough guy in disguise. Oh, they call me Captain Cupcake, I come from Vancouver. I love to hang out down at the Canby Hotel. And I thought I misheard this guy, so I said, what did you just say? Then the trans rock punk surf house band plugged in and began to play. And my new friend checked out the lead singer of the band and elbowed me, saying, man, I look better in a miniskirt than that guy does any day. Anyways, Kate, you may be wondering to yourself, just how does a guy like me get a job driving a tugboat when I'm kind of a dude looks like a lady? Well, I grew up hauling payloads big and small. I'm as good as any man. I know these seas like the back of my manicured hand. And I'm a cross-dressing tugboat, roughneck from Nanaimo. I work the high seas in high heels, I'm a tough guy in disguise. Oh, they call me Captain Cupcake, I come from Vancouver. I love when I hang out down at the Canby Hotel. One day after work, he said, I went down to the Canby for a beer. I couldn't believe my eyes as I walked inside. Oh, I was utterly hypnotized. See, there was this stunning waitress running the bar. She was dressed to the nines. She was mesmerizing. I mean, she could launch a thousand ships of mine anytime. Meanwhile, the boys from the boat sat up at the bar and they smoked and joked and drank whiskey and poke-funded me in my femi garb. Well, you got style, Cupcake, but make no mistake, they laughed. She's way out of your league. You're an odd catch, and you're no match for a classy broad like that. So Cupcake sat alone with his beer in a booth in a dark corner of the room. And she worked the floor of that rundown saloon every night like it was some high fashion runway. Well, she's captivating, and I'm capsizing here, head over my 5-inch stilettos, he thought. Oh, little does this little lady know that she really floats my boat. Then one night, Kate, the boys were putting back the draft. They were plastered and making passes at her. And everything I'd been holding inside me exploded. I finally snapped, he said. I stood up and told them off. And then in the next breath, I confessed to her, you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. And I've been wondering, would you marry me?
And I'm a cross-dressing tugboat, roughneck from Nanaimo. I work the high seas in high heels. I'm a tough guy in disguise. Oh, they call me Captain Cupcake, I come from Vancouver. I love, and I hang out down at the Canby Hotel.
much to the boy's surprise and, well, I was certifiably tongue-tied, he told me. When she threw her arms around me and said, you know, the first time I laid my eyes on you, honey, I knew you were a different kind of man from all the rest. So if we can wear matching wedding dresses, then baby, I'll say yes.
Yes, bravo. Yes, indeed. This is going to make your world a lot different than the one I grew up in.
You know where
CITR
is?
Sure, it's over there.
And over there is where that sound is coming from. Right, Mr. Marconi?
Through the air, across the ocean, the first time ever.
Okay, and we're back here on Stranded, and a couple of little curiosities there that you otherwise wouldn't have heard on the show, because I came across those two acts randomly at the CITR Radio AGM with the call for prizes, where out of a drop of a hat, someone's name gets pulled out and you get to go up the back and grab a CD or two. And those two were completely random acts that I'd never heard of, but I was captivated by their covers of the CDs. Working Class Man by Larry Vanetta. I played you the title track. And he looks like he is an Albertan guy standing in a field of wheat or something. I see on the just behind the CD cover there. And up next was Kate Reed and a song called Captain Cupcake and the Canby Hotel. And Kate Reed and her album Doing It for the Chicks. And yes, the front cover kind of grabbed me. Quite a lot of attractive women on the cover of that album. So anyway, there you go. Two randoms for the show, and I was determined to play them. And now back into our regular programming. This is Stranded, and it's all about Australian and Canadian independent music. I have an interview with the drummer from Boy and Bear, Australian band, that'll be coming up in a little while. But first up, let's play a band called The Bamboos. They've just been signed to Network Records, and they're from Australia. A very good quality sort of modern-day soul band. Very accomplished musicians, and I first heard about them through their collaboration they did with the legendary Tim Rogers of UMI. They put out a single with him just a couple of years back, and I think that was just a one-off kind of thing. They did a lot of collaborations, singles and EPs with different kind of vocalists, but this one is a full length, and it's just their two regular singers. There's two female singers in the band, and they're very impressive. This is a good quality record. I just actually wrote a little review for the station here, so I wanted to play for you at least a couple of tracks from this, and then I'm going to squeeze in that Tim Rogers collaboration as well. So let's see, there are a lot of good songs on this record, but I guess I'm going to go with the first two because they're very strong. This is a track called Avenger. The band's called The Bamboos from Australia, and they're signed to Network Records here in Vancouver. So I hope you like this.
I don't wanna get caught up.
World's largest milkshake, scented crayons, and one of Vancouver's longest-running independent music festivals have in common? How about 2 decades of existence? That's right. From June 5th to 8th, Music Waste will celebrate its 20th birthday and wants you to join the party. If you, your best friend, your grandma, or your grandma's cat make music, we want to hear it. Head over to musicwaste.ca and submit your band by April 5th at
midnight.
You only need a couple of songs, then just make the rest up as you go. Music Waste. You could do worse.
Yes, go for it. I submitted my home project to Music Waste, so fingers crossed. I really want to play more in front of people here in the city and get to know people who are playing music out there too. So yeah, go for that. Music Waste, if you're like me and you are just starting out, good people who run it, I believe. So the last two tracks there you heard are from a band called the Bamboos from Australia, and their record just came into the studio here this week. It's called Fever in the Road, and it's actually out on Network Records here in Vancouver, so that's a pretty big deal, I guess. And I really like it. It's good quality stuff, and they're very accomplished. I just love the vocals there, especially on that second track, Helpless Blues. And I first learned about this band through a collaboration they did with Tim Rogers, and I want to play for you that track now. So it's an older song. It's not off this record, but it's pretty cool. So it's the Bamboos featuring Tim Rogers. Tim Rogers, of course, of UMI, a legendary rock band from Australia. And it's a really neat film clip, this one, actually, on the internet. It's got Tim kind of walking around a car looking a bit devious and mischievous. And then, is that a word? Mischievous. And there's a big explosion in the end inside this house. It's just really well done. Anyway, it's called I Got Burned, featuring Tim Rogers. This is a song by a band called The Bamboos.
I'm gonna catch you.
In all you've seen, or was it that came down on me that night? A conjury I held on to that moment and light just to make it alive.
Sit out there in the covering, in the baskings of a holy night. And I was lucid and conscious, and hovering like a firefly. My mind stretched out on the canopy, it put its arms out slow. And I heard the whispers of silence floating down from the radio. So come on, I'm ready now. I got the feeling, honey, like I'm ready to roll. You see, I'm not gonna wait to the end, 'cause I got the burning fire in the bed of my soul. Saw the light from a kettle gun, 16 days under a southern sun. And there were times when I thought that I wouldn't mind it if I lost my mind out there. You wouldn't believe me if I told you so. The things I saw were enough to make the man in me.
We're the Bitterweed Draw, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, here we are back on CITR Radio, and the first track you heard there was The Bamboos featuring Tim Rogers. I Got Burned, and yeah, I definitely recommend checking that film clip out on YouTube. It's great. It ends up with, a house being burned down right at the end. And it's really well shot. The film clip after that actually is really neat too, as it kind of segues perfectly into this interview that I've recorded. So that band was called Boy and Bear. The song was called Southern Sun. And Boy and Bear are about to embark on their very first Canadian tour. They've just left Austin, Texas after the South by Southwest Festival. And this afternoon I phoned through and chatted with the drummer from the band. Literally just as they'd got off their tour bus, got into the hotel and were about to head down to wherever they're playing. I think the Starlight Lounge, Starlight Room in Edmonton tonight. So the band is called Boy and Bear. And the drummer's name is Tim Hart. And I had a great chat with him this afternoon. And speaking of film clips, just this song, Southern Sun, the film clip there, it's got the band playing on a mountain, like a snowy mountain, like full of snow and cold and stuff, like a typical Canadian scene, but not Australian at all. So I'm wondering where they filmed that. I wish I'd seen the clip before I'd talked to Tim this afternoon. I probably would have asked him, but I can only imagine it was the Mount Kosciuszko area, because there is a small ski field in Australia. It's very, very small compared to here. Mount Kosciuszko is the highest mountain in the country, and it's in New South Wales, not far from Canberra. I actually just asked Tim, of course, immediately about Edmonton and how bloody cold it is up there, and he said not too bad right now. But anyway, we'll get into that right now. This is a two-part interview I recorded this afternoon with Tim Hart, drummer and vocalist for Australian band Boy and Bear, and he's calling down the line from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Just going back now to also to how a lot of people first heard about you with the cover you did of Fall at Your Feet. That's actually the second part. I want to first find the first part. Sorry about that. I've had this interview in two parts, and hopefully I'll get the right one. Here we go. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show, and a special interview with a band that has sold out their Vancouver concert. They're on Network Records. The band is called Boy and Bear. And I'm joined on the line with Tim Hart, drummer from the band. Hi, Tim.
G'day, how are you?
Very good. I was just looking at your website, and I'm guessing you're speaking from Edmonton. Would that be right?
That's correct. Pulled up at the front of the hotel, and pretty soon we'll be going down the sound check.
Oh, fantastic. Spent some time living there in Edmonton. Is it still horrendously cold, or is there a bit of warmth?
No. It's beautiful. It's been cold everywhere else, but it's like 67 or something. It's unseasonably warm, we're told, but it's really nice.
So, like, is it still snow, or is it, like, actually sunny? And
It's sunny. I mean, there's a bit of snow on the sidewalks, but yeah. It's a spring day.
You're very, very lucky, because it's a brutally cold place, but I can imagine how nice it is. I remember this time of year. Fantastic, Tim. So is this your first time in Canada?
It is. It's ironically, like we've had Canadian shows booked before, but it's never happened, and it's sort of taken us 5 years to get here. But it's been amazing to be in Canada, and the reception's been unbelievable.
Oh wow, that's an exciting moment for you. And just looking at your website, I could just see you're going to have a great time in the next few weeks. Do you know much? What do you know about Canada or Canadian music? Is there anything that you can think of, or is it just a completely fresh, new experience, wide open?
I mean, obviously, like, you grew up listening to guys like Neil Young and stuff, and Gordon Lightfoot, and, you know, like, Canadian artists and stuff, and, you know, Joni. But the strange thing is, we had no concept of what the audiences would be like, and it's been very similar to Australia. Like, people seem to really embrace it, and you know, we thought maybe they'd know some of the new record, but people have known the old stuff too. It seems like Canada is the sort of place where people make an effort to discover music by themselves, rather than just being sort of force-fed whatever radio or record labels are feeding them. It's been really cool.
You know, I think you're right there. You're the first person who's really put that into words for me, but actually I think you're right. And we have this strong network of college stations here as well. We don't quite have a Triple J phenomenon in Canada, so that does force music lovers to really search a little bit harder. So all credit to you.
People actually know the stuff.
Absolutely. I can think of one other guy, Kim Churchill, who we've interviewed here a few times. He's really put in some time here, and he's got a huge following now in Canada. So.
Well, that's awesome.
And how about, what was your experience at South by Southwest like?
You know, as you know, with South by Southwest, it's always pretty, like, whirlwind. We did 7 shows in 2 days, and we'd sort of just flown in from Paris, so it was pretty intense, but I think it was really worthwhile for us. Yeah, like, some brutal part. So, like, we had an 8 o'clock start one morning. We were playing a live to air radio at 8 in the morning, and that's not fun for anyone, but I think it was just sort of about getting through it and doing the best job we possibly could. And like I said, yeah, it was just a whirlwind.
From my vantage point here, I can see year after year there's more Australian bands that seem to be making their way. Can you recall any that you particularly bonded with or that you'd recommend to the listeners?
Obviously, like, I'd always recommend Jezebel, so they were good friends of ours when we were first coming through and remain so. Actually, we were supposed to be playing a show with them tonight in Edmonton, but they had visa issues, I think, in the States, so they had to postpone the tour. I'd recommend them, definitely. I'd definitely recommend Rufus. They're a great Australian band that are coming through, and they're fantastic. And we played just before Rufus at one of the... We played a showcase called Aussie Barbecue, which was cool, and, yeah, they played after us, and they were fantastic, and we know them back home in the Sydney Boys too. So, yeah, those two acts.
Okay, thank you. And I just want to go right back to when you first formed in 2009. I know the band started out with Dave as a solo project, and eventually the band formed around him. I'm really curious about how that process sort of played out. Being myself as a beginner singer songwriter, showing up to open mics and stuff, and I think a lot of us, the dream is something like that will transpire, that you'll meet the right people and it'll become bigger than just a one guy. And can you recall, you know, how that all played out for you?
Yeah, I mean, so Killian, myself, and Dave were all frontmen of our own projects, and I myself am a folk guitarist, sort of first and foremost. And what happened is, Dave needed some help on some stuff, and Killian was filling in on guitar. And I'd just been traveling overseas for a year, and I'd been to uni with these boys. So when I came back, our manager was also the drummer, and he was doing a fair bit of work. I think he was going over to work on the College Music Journal, like CMJ in New York. They needed someone to fill in on drums, and I filled in, and we started writing together, and it just felt more like a band than a solo project. And so Dave eventually, well, after about 2 shows, he sort of made the call. He said, do you want to make it a band? And we were like, yeah, it feels really good. And it was actually really fortunate for us that it happened that way, because things started to move quite quickly thereafter.
Fantastic. And yeah, it just seems like such a natural, organic thing, and that you genuinely like each other's company and like each other's music. That's brilliant.
Yeah, they're good blokes.
Yeah.
I don't think you could do the sort of travelling we do and be with wankers. So
yeah,
we're pretty fortunate. I'm constantly amazed by the fact that we still hang out with each other day in, day out after 5 years now. It's incredible.
Yeah. And on Wikipedia it says, I'm just going to read out, it says that their songwriting usually has Hosking strumming chords on a guitar, Gavin writing the hooks, and Hart providing backing vocals, lyrics, and drum lines. Has this changed in any way your approach? Is that still fairly typical of how things happen with songwriting?
Yeah, I think it's dependent on song by song, but yeah, that's about right. I think everyone's quite, well, you know, I'm sort of trying not to be a tosser, but everyone's got a few talents, you know, so like in terms of being able to play a few different things and ideas, and I think everyone sort of will come up with hooks and with whatever at the time just to serve the song. And I think that's the great part about it. There's not a whole lot of ego involved, so if someone's got a good part, then you listen to them, you know. Mm. and And so John, like my brother, he was the lead guitarist for my old project, and yeah, he definitely writes some of the hooks and signs. Yeah, bass player is fantastic. He's a producer in his own right. So yeah, yeah, we're in a pretty fortunate position where the other four blokes in the band are really, really super talented, and it's very collaborative.
It's interesting to see how things transpire over the next number of years, because that's a really good way to start out your career.
Hopefully they keep going.
Yeah, well, and definitely looks like you're going to make some new fans here in the country.
And I had one of those dreams. In a sweat, and I've been ripping off my skin to see what's on the inside, to see what's going on. Oh, but I hate you sometimes, you're making me feel.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
All right, thanks for tuning in. My name is Matt, and this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. And that track was called Three-Headed Woman by Boy and Bear, and it's off their latest record, Harlequin Dream. And they're embarking on their very first Canadian tour. They're in Edmonton tonight, and they'll be playing in Vancouver in a few days' time, but it is sold out, unfortunately. They're playing at the Commodore Ballroom. But this afternoon, I spoke with the drummer from the band, Tim Hart, and we had a great chat over the phone from his hotel room in Edmonton. And let's get into part two of Boy and Bear, where I asked him about Crowded House, because they covered a famous Crowded House song, and it's what actually helped them to gain some prominence in the Australian listenership. So here we go. This is Boy and Bear, drummer Tim Hart. All right, well, this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show, and a special interview with a band that has sold out their Vancouver concert. They're on Network Records. The band is called Boy and Bear. All right. I'm well, this is Stranded, the Australian from Canadian Edmonton Music and Talk that Show, right? And a special interview with a band.
G'day, how are you?
Very good.
But I'm so damn cold, and if this blood don't turn to gold, I think I do. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm just going back now, so this makes me kind of watch.
All right, we've got the right part here now. This is part two of my interview with Tim from Boy and Bear. First heard about you with the cover you did of Fall at Your Feet by Crowded House. Like, whenever I'm doing a show here, like, I kind of assume I'm doing this show to people who, younger people who might even know who some of these bands are. And like, why were you inspired to record a Crowded House song, and why should anyone care about who Crowded House were, like, as a band?
It's incredible. When Paul McCartney was asked by a journalist, how does it feel to be the best songwriter in history? And his response was, why don't you go and ask Neil Finn? I think that kind of speaks for itself. I mean, the Finn brothers are iconic for Australians especially, and they're wonderful songwriters and great performers. And we actually got asked to do the song as part of a project called He Will Have His Way, which was a whole lot of male Australian artists covering Crowded House and Tim Finn songs, Neil and Tim Finn songs, and it was sort of just an afterthought for us. We did it because it was a great honour, and didn't expect anything to happen from it. But it ended up being a really great thing for us, and it continues to be. Although we don't play it live at the moment, I think we played it to death a little bit, and we've sort of moved on from that. For now, but it's been wonderful how it's been received around the world, and I think Neil sort of, you know, he was a really big fan of it too, which was a real feather in our cap and quite overwhelmingly humbling. And it's been a cool thing. I think I'd encourage any young person to get into Crowded House. If you like good pop songs, like, no better way to start.
Yeah, that's right. I'd never heard that quote from Paul McCartney. Thank you for mentioning that. That's amazing. And also, listeners, his son as well, Liam Finn. Liam Finn, yeah.
Yeah.
We've played his music on the show here, and I'd recommend checking him out too. He's quite brilliant. Getting back to then where you progressed musically from there, is there one song in particular, or like that you could say is your proudest moment so far of your, not even necessarily your singles, is there anything that jumps out for you personally, the your favorite Boy and Bear moment?
I literally just think getting to the end of this album, the Harlequin Dream album, and being happy with every single song that went on it. I mean, for me, actually, bar one, but we won't talk about that, although I'd be happy to tell you. It was a really great process. It was a long process, and I can listen back to it. I know a lot of artists have trouble listening back to their own music, but if someone's playing a record of ours, I can listen to this one and be proud of it, and that for me is a really wonderful thing.
Oh, that's great. And I know that there was a little bit of tension around one of the videos that you shot for the album that you filmed in the Philippines just before the typhoon. Did you want to say a little bit about that? Because I know that there's some awareness raising that can happen around fundraising there.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it was 2 weeks before the typhoon hit, and actually the part of the Philippines that we filmed in wasn't hit, it wasn't affected, but we thought it was important, seeing that we'd filmed a video there and it was going to be released, that we do our best to raise awareness. And of course, you want to be sensible to the people, sensitive to the people of the Philippines. But we thought it was important to do something. So we obviously directed people at the end of the clip toward the relief effort, and you know, sort of partook in that ourselves. I think, you know, whenever you make a piece of art, it is art of itself. But if you can be of any help to people that need help, then I think that's important too.
That's right. Well, Thanks for mentioning that. It looks here online that UNICEF, Oxfam, Australian Red Cross, people can still donate to those charities for the relief effort in the Philippines. So on your website too, you're doing like a regional tour, hey, when you get back. And I just saw the city I grew up in, Gladstone. And is it a pretty rare thing for bands to, like, it seems like it's such a cool thing to do. And do bands put in the effort like you're about to do to play these smaller places? Like, or is it something you're excited about? Or
yeah, we're really excited. I mean, since every release we've done, we've made sure we've toured regionally. It's really important for us. Number one, like, a lot of these guys don't get a lot of bands coming to their town, so they have to go to a capital city. You'd know yourself to be able to see live music that is a, you know, that you're hearing on the radio or whatever. And it's been really important for us to support the regional communities. And you can't get to everywhere every time, and still we're not this time, and there's people we're missing. But, you know, I think more Australian bands should do it. But the fact that they don't means that you know, like, when we come to these places, everyone comes to the show. And yeah. It works out well for us too, because we get to tour Australia a lot more than we would if we just did capital cities. And so I think it's a win-win, and it's been a great model from the start, and we'll continue to do it for the rest of our careers, I think.
Well, that's brilliant. And just a little favour, life will be hectic for you between now and then, but if you do remember, you're playing Gladstone and you're on stage and it pops in your head, just maybe mention to the crowd that there's a guy in Vancouver, Canada, and he does an Australian music show, and he grew up in your town, and he has fond memories of Gladstone.
Yeah, all right, I will.
Thank you.
No, just to thank the people that are coming out to our shows and listening to our tunes. It's really overwhelming for us to be here in Canada and to be received almost like it's our second home. It's really nice, and I hope people continue to enjoy it, and we'll keep trying to make good music.
And that was the voice of Tim, the drummer from the band of Boy and Bear. And it was a great chat I had with him this afternoon. He phoned through from his hotel room there in Edmonton, Alberta, at the start of their tour of Canada. They are playing in Vancouver in a few days' time, but they're sold out. It's at the Commodore Ballroom, so I think it's on the 6th there. But in any event, I guess tickets are gone. So, great band. And hopefully we'll have another chat with them at another time. I'm sure they'll be back. I'll be right back. This is a show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And we have David Love Jones coming up pretty soon.
Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Okay, and we're back. We've got about 11 minutes to go of the show before David Love Jones arrives for African Rhythms. I myself have been starting to get out there and play a little bit of music, and I'm playing with this band this weekend at the Charkey Grill on Saturday night. I'll be supporting a band called We Found a Lovebird, and Larry forwarded some tracks I've been playing over the last few weeks. And let's play. This one. It's great, actually, that Larry adds a little synopsis of some of the songs. They're on SoundCloud. And I don't know. I've been getting a little bit down about stuff, you know, the world and all the stuff that's going down. And this song that Larry's written is called Don't Blame the Times. And his little description here is a bit of a rant, this one. I hate it when people claim that they're powerless because it's just the times we're living in. I call bullshit because it always boils down to our appetites, doesn't it? This could be what I need to hear right now, because I have been getting a little down about everything that's been going down in the world. So maybe Larry's right. Maybe we shouldn't blame too much what's happening outside of ourselves. So here we go. Here's a song called Don't Blame the Times from We Found a Lovebird. And they're playing at Charkey Grill on the weekend, on Saturday night, along with myself supporting.
Don't blame the times when it's just your crazy appetite. Blame the girls if they still want to rule the world. Don't blame anything on some foreign land. Just let it all go or make it all stay. Should we let it all go or make it all stay? Still after the kill, I've had my fill. All this to-ing and fro-ing, back and forth-ing, square-ing and mowing. I'm done for the day, I'm done for the week. It's done for the fun of it, it's done on the cheap. Down in time, don't blame the times. Don't blame the times. When it's just your crazy appetite. It's just your crazy appetite.
Okay, well, we're just about out of time. The last track there was from Ottaway Broder Allen, a local band, and we had them on the show a few weeks back. They played some live music, and they have a brand new record out, their debut. It's called Decades Reign Liberty Rock, and they're playing a bunch of shows coming up. The next one is April 17th at the Seven Dining Lounge. On Broadway, and that's with the band Reptile Zoo. That's about it. Thanks for listening. This is a show, if you're just tuning in, it's called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show, on every week from 6 till 7:30 p.m. here on CITR. You can catch us on Twitter at AusStranded, and there's a website too with lots of podcasts, AusStrandedRadio.com, and you feel free to get in touch. There's an email address there. I'd love to play any requests you have, or if you're a local artist and you've got music to forward, please do. Or anywhere in the world. If you're Australian and Canadian, that's the only kind of thing, I guess, you know. Or New Zealand, of course, you know. Good night. David Love Jones is up after this commercial break.
My friends, Tonight, we unveil my most diabolical creation.
CITR 101.9 FM.
10 times more addictive than marijuana. Ooh. To human misery.
Nice to see you.
McPhee! Ah, McBain. So glad you could make it. Have a salmon puff.
All right.
I'm gonna be round my vegetables. I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all.
Sprouts, you've ate here before. Community Eats is back for the summer.
We are your local food co-op.
We are your volunteer opportunity.
We are your meeting place.
We are your nutritious Friday lunch.
We are sustainability.
We are community.
Eats every Friday.
Come by with a reusable container, donate, and tell us what community means to you. Friday, 11:30 to 3 p.m. Food, fun, friends.
Late riser. We be
A Jihad for Love, Whitewater Black Gold, A Red Girl's Guide to Reasoning, East Hastings Pharmacy, Ai Weiwei, Never Sorry, Misrepresentation.
Cinema Politica UBC screens politically charged films with speakers and discussions every month. Screenings take place at the Norm Theater in the Sub and are by donation. To learn more, visit cinemapolitica.org/UBC.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the Sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
This is Jerron Paxton, American musicianer, and you are listening to 101.9 FM, CITR. Damn!
Get your midweek Roots music fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of Roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.